The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
As we hear today the seeming paradox, Jesus coming and telling his disciples, "Do not think I have come to bring peace to the world." And of course, his disciples who have been around him for a long time are going to say, "What do you mean, Rabbi? You've been talking about bringing shalom, bringing peace to the world. You've been talking about blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the earth. You've been telling us, you know, that our job is to forgive one another from the heart and restore peace where it was not there before. What do you mean you're not here to bring peace to the world?" And of course, you have to be very careful about, you know, taking things in terms of what I call 21st century American literalism, because that's not the way this passage is intended. This passage is meant as a kind of a rabbinical, you know, get people's attention sort of rhetoric. And people at the time were used to it. So they didn't go, "Hey, wait a minute, that disagrees with four other things you said over here." They basically go, "What is the rabbi trying to say?" And that's the way we have to understand it. You know, he's telling us something. Okay, you haven't come to bring peace to the world. But of course, we know that Jesus says, "Peace to you, as, you know, I want you to bring peace as I have brought peace." And, you know, of course we know that that is Jesus' intention. So what is he trying to say? He's trying to say that he's going to bring truth to the world. That's what he's going to do. And the truth he's going to bring is going to, in many respects, not because of him, but because of the human heart, in many respects, some human hearts are going to be really, really ticked off, angry, and resentful by the truth that he is bringing, by the truth about love, by the truth about his message about God the Father, by the truth that the kingdom of heaven is open to anyone who is willing to put faith in Jesus Christ and to try and throw themselves upon his mercy and to follow the Lord as best they can understand it, or as best as they can understand the preaching of Jesus. The kingdom of God is very open to the king, to the Lord, but it is going to include an awareness of love, of trying to be good to those who have not, of trying to be merciful to those who have offended, of trying to look after the dignity of the least of his brothers and sisters. Somehow that message, that truth about love, which is the truth about the nature of God, is going to get some people very angry. It's going to get them very resentful and repudiating, the message of Jesus. And that, of course, will entail animosity, right? It's going to bring, you know, some fire upon the earth. It's going to bring separation between father and son and mother and daughter, etc. It's going to bring separation. And Jesus is saying, we want peace based in truth. We don't want a peace at any cost. We don't want Chamberlain's peace for our time, you know, the bargain made with the absolute liar Adolf Hitler. We're not going to buy it, you know, says Jesus. This is not the kind of peace we want. We want peace that is grounded in truth. What truth? The truth that God is love. What what does it mean that God is love? That he looks out for the least of his of our brothers and sisters, that he is absolutely forgiving and expects us to be forgiving in the same way, that he is absolutely compassionate and wants us to be compassionate in the same way, that he wants us to be respectful in faith. Of course, the road to faith through prayer and through the church that he has given us. And so, of course, if we do that, we're going to have peace through truth. Maybe not in this life, unfortunately, we wind up like the martyrs or something of that nature, but we will definitely have it in the next. But there's also going to be a lot of people that resist that truth, and they are therefore going to resist the kind of peace that Jesus offers through that truth about love. And in that case, he is going to bring division, resentment, and anger into the world. But not directly. He's bringing truth and love and peace into the world. The human heart that resists, resents, and hates that truth, that hates that kind of love, yes, that human heart will definitely bring non-peace into the world. And so Jesus uses this kind of rabbinical style of rhetoric to introduce the fact that even though he is here to bring peace, the kind of peace based on truth in love, on his revelation in his church, yes, he's here to do that. But remember, we live in an imperfect world where the weeds have been sown along with the wheat. And that is what's going to cause the separation, the division between human beings. It will be in the hearts of humankind that accept and reject the truth that brings true peace. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.